Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, it's a hot rental market. Stay tuned.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego. You know, here we are kind of post-pandemic, right? Kind of.
It's starting to feel like it. In fact, I was just at one of our properties and, you know, I was watching two nurses have lunch together and they weren't wearing masks. And it was just kind of funny how, like it feels like we're getting slightly more back to normal.
So what tier are we in? So today is May 13th. So what tier are we in right now?
We are in the orange tier, I believe. And okay. I think we're getting closer to coming down into the yellow tier.
And then what is like San Francisco and Northern California? They're orange as well, right?
I believe everyone.
Are we almost all orange now?
I think we're all orange. But don't quote me on that. Yeah. I don't know for sure as of this moment what where we are, what necessarily right. It means.
So we have kind of an interesting topic today because you and I have been talking about this a lot over the pandemic and what our expectations were for rent growth and things like that, you know, in our market. And it turns out that San Diego rents are rising. But one of the most interesting things that I found in this article, so this is a Union Tribune article. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much, I think, today. So we're talking like May 12th or something like that.
Yeah.
10th. So it's relatively recent. But the most interesting piece of information that I kind of gleaned out of this, we obviously know that our leasing is just cranking right now. We're definitely hitting rent numbers. And so we over the whole pandemic, we never shut down. So we were an essential business. So we have kind of had the experience of being able to track kind of what has been going on from the beginning of, let's call it, you know, the end of February of 2020 to now the end of April 2021.
An entire year.
Yeah, we've kind of run the whole gamut through this. And this article kind of sums up our experience. Now, the one thing that was kind of salient to me was that the vacancy rate at the beginning of the pandemic was at like 5.5%, I think they were saying. Yeah, it was at 5.15% for the county. And then it has now dropped to a near 20-year low. So now it's at 3.65%.
I mean,
which is crazy, right?
We've gone over this 1,000 times. San Diego doesn't have enough housing, and we're not building enough housing.
So the interesting thing is, I agree with you. So we do have a housing shortage, but I think there's also something else. There's a bigger thing happening here, and that is, you know, since this whole thing started to now, there's been a ton of movement around the country, right? So New York has kind of emptied out. San Francisco kind of, you know, emptied out. For us, our neighbor to the north would be Orange County, but also Los Angeles. And Los Angeles had a lot of movement too. And so now all those markets have contracted and they're starting to tighten up again. And I think that we just had a lot of migration into our market. I think we've had a lot of people move here from other areas. We've had a lot of job things that we've been talking about. So, you know, the thing that's interesting is that we have had rent growth of 5% over the first quarter of the pandemic period. So, and this is with by far the most punitive rent control that San Diego County's ever experienced.
Well, if rent control is about, 7% technically?
Yeah, technically it's basically 5% plus CPI, but there's a cap on that right now, and we're capped on both sides of it. So right now you can't increase your rent more than basically, what the CPI is.
Right.
So And I think it's also, they cut it in half. So I think it's maybe 2% plus CPI or something like that.
Yeah.
I think it's capped at like 4%. So more or less. So rents are on the rise. Vacancy has just been contracted down to nothing. Apartment sales are crazy. And now we're going to come into this inflationary period too. And that's going to kind of unhinge everything, in my opinion. So the question is, how long do these rent caps stay in place? And when will we see things kind of go back to normal? The idea is that everything is supposed to become kind of less restrictive in the month of August. So it'll be interesting to see if they go back to normal and then we go to the 5 plus CPI at that point for our rent increases, and what happens too with the vacancy in the market, and what happens with new construction, because right now new construction material is so expensive. It's so expensive. I was just talking to an owner of ours who was building a 600 square foot ADU unit, and he was quoted $400 a foot to build it.
Wow.
So, yeah. I mean, 4x8 sheets of plywood are like, you know, $130.
Yeah, so, I've heard that from all around the country, actually. And so, you know, you think about it, you know, construction is just on fire. You cannot get contractors right now. You know, there's a lot happening. You know, San Diego has been an escape for a lot of people, I think, in the pandemic. But now San Diegans are going back to work. And the other kind of crazy thing is that a lot of employers are going to probably shift back to office work. They're not going to be remote anymore. At least there's an article in the Union Tribune, I believe it came out on May 12th, that had a lot of information about how a lot of San Diego's employers are actually going to be going back to the office. So you think about that, and, you know, San Diego is a great place to live. It's got great weather. You know, we've got a lot of amenities and hiking trails and things within the city, which are really easy to access and use. So I can imagine that as long as there's enough job growth to accommodate this, as long as different parts of the country allow for more remote workers, we're going to see San Diego become a more popular place to live.
Yeah, I agree. I think that that's always going to be that's always going to be a factor, right? I mean, we're as far as California cities go, I feel like you know, we have the most to offer as far as just the quality of life and the affordability of housing, which sounds crazy.
Irony right there.
Yeah, huh?
It's just funny. It's a very funny thing to think that San Diego is an affordable place to live. But, you know, maybe it is if you think about it compared to San Francisco or Los Angeles. But maybe it won't be soon, because the reality is that San Diego has had a lot of growth. Well, I think San Francisco has had a lot of
– well, so here's some of our metrics, leaving. Right? So it's interesting. So the average asking rent in San Diego is $1,940 a month. This is based on one-bedroom units, okay? So that's the average, $1,940.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really expensive.
Yeah, it is. And so here's the thing. So basically, there's two different measurements that a lot of people use to get our average rent number. So we'll just start. So CoStar's average rent number says it includes all types of units and sizes. It said the average was $1,534 a month for a studio, $1,711 for a one-bedroom, $2,088 for a two-bedroom, and $2,676 for a three-bedroom. Whereas Zumper, which is a rent tracker, uses a database of 265,649 units to come up with its estimates, and CoStar uses their estimates are based on 265,649. Zumper uses roughly 1 million listings. And they do it across the nation to compare different markets and compares only one-bedroom units. And they're the ones that said the average rent for a one-bedroom in San Diego Metro was $1,820, the eighth highest market in the month of April. So the $1,940, I think, is a combination of what CoStar is using as a unit and what Zumper is using as a one-bedroom. So I think CoStar also includes two bedrooms in their calculation.
Got it.
So Zumper is saying San Diego experienced a 2.2% annual increase. San Francisco was down 24.6%. New York was down 15.9%. However, both of those markets started the pandemic at such high levels that big decreases could not unseat them from the status of still the most costly markets. So even with that downward trend in rent, 24% in San Francisco, it's still the highest in the market. At an average unit is $2,600. And in New York, it's $2,400 and change. So average monthly rents in San Diego County by unit right now, end of Q1, studio $1,534, one bedroom $1,711, two bedroom $2,088, three bedroom $2,676, and this is CoStar's average rent. So it's interesting. So they're saying the average metro area rent in San Diego County was $1,820, and they were saying that before that, as I said, that San Francisco was the most expensive on a one-bedroom of $2,600 in New York at $2,400. So rents are super strong right now, and the market's really strong. The vacancies are low. Apartment sales are kind of crazy right now. You know, if a good building comes out and it's priced right, it sells immediately. So if you're an apartment owner in San Diego, you know, the hooray to the pandemic being over, because it's over as far as we can tell so far. And it's just going to get more heated over the summer, I think. So,
yeah, I agree. I feel like there's a lot of movement right now that we're starting to see. I think people are going through an adjustment period, right? We've had a year where people have been stuck at home or have had to reevaluate their lifestyle, working from home, becoming maybe something they continue to do, lifestyle changes, you know. And an entire year of this has been an impact to a lot of people, and I feel like that's why we're getting so much movement right now.
So there's also some interesting statistics too that we should probably talk about, and that is there's currently an eviction ban that's in place across the entire state of California. So that also probably has a little bit of an effect on why the vacancy rates are so low, right? Because no matter what's going on in a building, if it's financially related, you cannot push a tenant out right now who's not paying. So you're really just dealing with those that are, you know, kind of rules and regulation type issues and domestic issues and things like that. So that also is making the market, you know, more contracted mm-hmm. than what it would normally be. But in our portfolio, I mean, if you look across the city, I mean, look, I know we're a big city, but I just don't think evictions are going to move the numbers by a considerable. The construction is obviously way down and off too. There's been unemployment claims on that side of the world and stuff like that. So not everyone's fully back to work. So construction numbers are kind of, you know, there's a ton of construction going on. But the bigger projects have gone a little slower. They're still going, but it's just taken a little longer.
I mean, I know you and I both have had this discussion, but like there's not enough good construction workers out there right now.
No.
So, I mean, it seems like, you know, if you're looking for a job and you have any construction skills, you're in high demand.
Mm-hmm.
And if yeah. you want a job working at a restaurant in that industry, I mean, there seems to be plenty of opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, if you're somebody that's a student or somebody that's looking, you know, to walk out every day with some cash, I think the restaurant place is a great place to look, because they're desperate for employees, and people are going out, like you said, you know, the minute you opened, you and your husband went out for dinner. People are definitely getting back out and going to restaurants and wanting to go, you know, go just get out of the house, right?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know. So we're going to keep tracking this. I think that this next quarter and through the summer is going to be really telling about San Diego. Our leasing has been really strong. And so we have been hitting the rent numbers that we're, you know, setting for our market rents and things like that. So, this is good. I hope that this means that the economy is really going to burst back to life and, you know, this will be a good thing. As always, San Diego, just tried and true, always ends up being a very resilient apartment market. And no matter what, you know, gets thrown at it, it seems to bounce back. So thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.